Hi, I am Stephanie Bogan, and I am your tour guide in this year's Limitless 2022 Leaders Program. We are going to have such an incredible coaching mastermind this year. Leaders is really the blend of the best of like elite masterminds and that personal and practice coaching all in one inside some epic retreats and experiences. So I am truly excited to have this inaugural group kicking off. We have 13 leaders firms ranging in size from over 100 million to upwards of the billions. And here's what I can tell you, at a certain point, it's all just growth and the issues just compound with the number of clients and assets that follow you. But our strategy, our planning, our leadership, our succession, right? Getting our time back are the issues that you all face at this next level as you really grab the more and better that calls to you. So I'm really excited to be your guide on this process. And so let's kick off. With that, we're going to really talk about what Leaders is this year. Leaders is really about building a wildly successful business, right? A firm and a life that you love. And I know for me, that was the thing that I sacrificed in creating my success in my first career. Michael Kitsis calls this my encore career, by the way. It's my encore career. In my first career, right, I was successful, got all those things and, you know, made the money and sold the company, was on the cover of the magazine. But man, the joy part was not my superpower. I was just so busy driving and striving, as I like to say, and searching for success, because I thought it was going to create significance and more money was going to create meaning. And those are all great things, by the way. They're impactful and influential, but they aren't the thing when it all comes down to it. It's really, we all want to ride the edge of what I call, like, you want to show up, you want to be a badass at work, you want to do incredible, impactful work with scale and impact and reach. And then you want to be able to go live your life and check out from that and know that it's okay and not be consumed and overwhelmed by it, to be able to be present and at peace and have, right, a positive time in your life without feeling like it's all over here. So whether you're working in a firm or running one, that's always the balance. That's the blade, the line that we're all constantly trying to strike. And the greatest victim in that is us. Like, we create prisons of our own design. And that's what Leaders is really about, is how do we elevate our firms and our teams and our level of success and wealth and well-being without compromising the thing that makes life worth showing up for, which is the experiences and the people and the time and the space to create what we want for ourselves. Every single one of you is here because in some way, shape, or form, you're a creator or a contributor. And that's why More and Better calls to you. If you weren't, you'd be in the lifestyle program and you'd be hanging out there happy. And that's a great place to be. But if you have that thing that tugs at you, I tried it, you know, I made it 3 years before I turned Limitless into not a lifestyle practice. Like, if you have that thing that tugs at you, you have to answer the call. How you answer the call determines the level, right? Can we deliver that value and run an efficient practice and enjoy the ride? And the right part is usually what gets compromised. So Leaders is really about drawing a line in the sand that says no more, right? I am, as a leader, going to show up and build a wildly effective and successful firm. And I'm going to do it on my terms in a way that works for me, my clients, and my team, so that all the stakeholders in the process are happy and healthy as we go through this process. So that's what Leaders is really all about. As we go through that, as you know from our last call, we've got Tiffany and Adam and Jared, who will be joining us as advisor coach faculty this year, who all have different experiences to bring to the process. So you'll see Adam at times, particularly when we get around efficiency and flows, like that is his jam, right? Tiffany and Jared are like, how do you build that firm at the next level? Teams and culture, how do you scale advice? How do you scale your processes? How do you scale management? How do you scale leadership? So those are all the things that I've been working on and continue to work with them on deeply. And that work translates into the best practices that we'll all share and experience here. So we'll do that as a group as well. I am so excited. Our faculty, obviously with Limitless and Lifestyle, will have access to Michael and Carl. We'll have some one-on-one time with them as well throughout the year. But I am super excited that we have booked Mark Tervergen for the March retreat. He is officially retired, but it's good to have friends. So he's going to be joining us. He's going to be flying in on Thursday, joining us for the tail end of the mastermind. I think we'll do dinner with him that evening and talk about setting ourselves up for success the next day. And then he'll spend the next day talking with us, which is very much our agenda for the first part of the year, which is driving value. What's our vision for value for our firms and our lives? And then aside from just profit margins, like, what really drives value? How do we grow and scale that value? And ultimately, how do we lead as we do that? And then I'm obviously going to spend some time talking with you about personal value. what is your value as a human, as a leader in your firm? Like, where do those worth and value issues show up for you? And how do we find the intersection of those two things where you as a person and you as a leader and you as a visionary come together in that March retreat and really use that to cast a vision of the next level of success that we're going to create together? So that's what March retreat will be all about. So we'll have Mark, Michael, and Carl. We'll have some other guests this year we're working on. We'll put those in the surprise category for now, but we'll keep you posted. But my job is to show up with the information and the education that you need and the coaches and then outside guests and faculty to fill in those gaps where there's specialized areas where we really want to dig in. And that's what leaders is all about, is it's not theory. Like, it is deep tactics. Like, how are we going to apply this? What's going on in digital marketing? What should we all be doing? So we have a lot more, whereas with Lifestyle is a very structured program, as you no doubt got, because right, we're getting people through the baseline and the basics. Leaders is all about, there is no track for you. You're going to create your own, right? What your vision for your firm is and how you're going to get there is going to apply all these principles and practices, but the order of operations, if you will, is going to be wildly different for each of you. So we're going to have a very thematic approach as we go through the year. And then really the team and I will be here to support you in creating that path. You have all met the team, Allison and Lisa and Catherine and Leona. There will be some additions to the team, I suspect, in Q1. And you have met, where's our, there we go. You guys should have all heard from Adam and Tiffany, but anything you guys, why don't you take a minute just to add for the team members that weren't here for the first retreat? What are you excited about this year and what's the impact that Limitless has had on you?
Oh, for me, my involvement in this group, and again, I'm kind of sitting second chair here relative to what Tiffany and Jared are going to be bringing to the table. I'm excited to learn from, bring the combination of what I've gone through up until this point with our firm, what we're doing different in the niche of all, like the niche within a niche within a niche that we've built here at Integrated Planning, how we're striving to be a small giant in that space. But at the end of the day, learn how we can kind of, for lack of a better word, think of the sacred cows that exist in this profession and how do we destroy them? And how do we change what the status quo has been? Because not all the all the status quos that exist aren't necessarily in all of our best interests. And you're here for some type of reason because to some extent you want change and you want to look at things a little bit differently than the way that you've thought about them up until this point. I'm just excited to be along for the ride, help provide value where I can. But like I said, compared to the value that Tiffany and Jared are going to bring to the type of leaders that are in this group, it's an exciting privilege to be a part of it. So thank you for being here and collaborating together.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. Adam is he's the hyper efficiency guru. So you will you all will get to spend some time with Adam this year. Tiff, you want to pick up, and then Jared will have you just say a few words, and then we'll move forward.
Yeah, I feel super excited to share some of the things that Jared and I have learned from. We've paid a lot of tuition as we've grown. We've done a lot right. We've done a lot wrong. Those are all really great things into looking to scale at the impact that we're and looking to have the impact that we want to have. For those who have previously been in Limitless, this is Jared. If you haven't seen him, he's the one I talk about all the time, the amazing partner that I have that holds me accountable. Not only to the values and the cultures and the goals that we have here at work, but also personally. So I'm really excited to share more of the partnership and not just myself, as well as I'm here as not only to help and give as much as I can, but also to receive. It's really exciting to be amongst leaders who are looking to scale differently as well and just be a peer and learn from you all as well. So I'm really excited for this year.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany. And Jared.
Hi, excited to be here. You know, I've been involved in the Limitless community somewhat through Tiffany and somewhat on my own for a few years now. And the community here is just incredible in terms of people who are looking at doing it differently, doing it in a sustainable way, delivering massive value to their clients, creating value for members of their team. So I'm just very, very excited to be able to collaborate and learn from the caliber of people who are going to be in this program. Certainly happy to help and share as much of that tuition that Tiffany and I have paid with our blood, sweat, and tears as we have to give, but just very excited to be here and to learn and to give as much as I possibly can.
And I'm really excited about all of them. Every one of our coaches has a really comprehensive view of the Limitless way and approach, but also some real areas of expertise and specialty. And that's why we bring them together. Half of you are really going through and planning for, right, that next generation succession and how to do it successfully and effectively, which is something I've done hundreds of times. But right, Jared and Tiffany have literally just, right, bought out a firm, got like father succession, like really take it. We've spent the last year reorganizing the team, recasting the vision, changing bad habits and behaviors, like all of those things that get baked in. So there's a lot of experience that they'll be able to bring to that part of the process as well for those of you that are preparing in or right going through that process, which I know is really important to a lot of you. And obviously our guest faculty just have a lot of expertise to add in their areas and channels. So we'll bring them in for calls and retreats to really dive deeply into some of those topics that just become quite honestly much more relevant as you grow and scale and create more reach and impact and try to do that right while leveraging your time. I think you've all met the team at this point, Allison, Lisa, Catherine, and Leona. Did everybody catch them on the first call? Because I don't want anyone to miss it, but I don't want to make you have to sit through everything twice. So you guys just want to do a wave and a quick hello. So everybody make sure they see you. You're somewhere on the screen. Yeah,
just everyone.
I've talked to everybody on this call already.
She knows everybody. She knows where all the bodies are buried, as we like to say around here. She knows everybody's stuff. You guys know my story. I'm not going to go over it again, but it really, really, really is. I want you to get really locked into this idea of these five freedoms in whatever way that it's meaningful to you. But I literally was sitting on the beach one day and I was like, what is it? We all want the same thing. Literally, this is what I want. This is what all my clients want. This is everybody I've ever worked with wants. Is we want to have success and we want to have significance. And for you, you want to do it at scale, but we also want to do it in a way that allows us to have a happy, successful lifestyle. So we're going to just continue to drill these concepts that everything is going to get measured against these five freedoms and what your version of it is. And we're going to be, to Adam's point, like, this is not the safe space. Like, we're going to be ruthless about getting clear, both, you know, like to Adam and Tiffany's point, like, I have a lot to share with you based on my experience, but you guys have so much more to learn and engage and grow from each other. That is the beauty of masterminds, right? And at this level, we have people who are good at pretty much everything across the practice. And right, I'm in the center of all that to help you navigate it, organize it in a way that is the best for everyone as a group. So I want you guys to get locked in that your idea is to be sitting around a year from now telling the story of what your version of five freedoms is. And you need to get like that smile on your face that I get. My life is not perfect, by the way. It's just not. I have marriage, I have kids, right? I have finances, I have school. My son literally in between calls was like, I'm sick, I'm home. Like, who knows, right? Like, my husband's like, here's your vial, fill it up with spit. Okay. Like, that's what I did in the break. So like, life is just this constantly changing game and circumstances. And our job is to figure out how do we show up for it in the fullest, most satisfying and fulfilling way. And as a founder of a firm, you have so much more latitude and ability to create and control that in your life than most people do. And as members of firms who are going through a program like this, you have the ability to create a space that if you don't already, where you love working for and you get excited. And we like to create what we call teams of happy high performers, which is what it's all about, right? Get every stakeholder in the process feeling super good about their experience and engagement with the firm. We're going to bridge that behavior gap that we talk so much about. You know where you are, you know where you want to be. And what we're really here for is to lay those stepping stones, right? What's the next best step? Let's get that clarity, right? Do we have the right map? Are we using the team in the right way? Do we have the right systems? What's holding us back? But in all of our lives, personally and professionally, we are all sitting in our space at any moment. And it is the space that we have created for ourselves. There is no one else who is more responsible for the experience we're having than us. And we're going to talk a lot more about that this year. The number one ingredient to creating a new and better space for yourself is owning and accepting that and then asking yourself, what can I do? How can I show up? How can I lead? How can I create? How can I deploy? How can I be disciplined? How can I follow through in the ways that will create the results that you want? There's this great joke that I heard years ago, and I'm not like the world's best joke teller, but I have a couple of good ones. Ask me about the Santa joke at Christmas if you're new, by the way. Don't let a year go by without hearing that one. But there, a guy goes into his doctor and he's like, doctor, oh my God, I'm in horrible, horrible pain. You have to fix me. And the doctor, and that's right. A lot of you are feeling that kind of pain. And the doctor says, okay, take a breath. Tell me why you're here. And he says, well, you know, when I push on my arm here, it just, it's excruciating. I can't take it. Doctor says, okay, what else? And he's like, well, when I push on my chest here or on my shoulder, excruciating. And he's like, man, when I push on my forehead, like I can barely stand it. And doctor's like, okay, we're going to run some tests. It's called your practice 360, by the way. We're going to run some tests. He's like, take a minute. I'll be back in a few. He comes back in. And he's like, oh my God. Okay. Do you figure it out? You know, it's like, you know, what's wrong with me, right? The doctor's like, not a problem. He's like, we got this. And he's like, well, what is it? Like, this is like, you've got to make it stop. And the doctor says, Bob, it's okay. He's like, your body is fine. Body's fine. He said, it just turns out your finger is broken. Now, if I could hear you, right? I see laps, right? So hey, this is so much funnier in person, right? The jokes are better in person with me, at least, or after a cocktail, one of the two. So, but the point here is you're all here because your finger is broken. In some way, shape, or form, you are experiencing pain, a pressure point, a tension point, or friction between you and the what comes next on the other side of that bridge. And that's what we're here to address is it's not the finger, right? The finger is a symptom. You all have the ability to do amazing, incredible things, or you would not be here. The question we have to ask ourselves is, what have we not accounted for? Because you're all incredibly capable. Like, there's no weak link in this group. It just means that you don't have the clarity of what we need to account for to take the right action to create the results that we want. And that's the path that we're going to take you through this year, is making sure that you have that, the tracks, as we like to call them, or the roadmap. And we're going to do that in a very simple structure. We're going to have three retreats this year, right? Retreat one is going to be with Mark DeVergen, all about driving value personally and professionally in the practice. Retreat two is going to be all about scaling value. That's going to be our summer retreat. Like, hey, you really want to grow. Grow could be assets. It could be team. It could be time. Like, you want to do some really cool shiznit, then like, you're going to have to get really uncomfortable. Shiznit is my own personal word, by the way. It's a really nice way of using more colorful language without using more colorful language, right? Like, we're going to do some shiznit in June, because it's going to be about like, what's that bigger and better that really calls me? And what's the scale, people, process, platform, perspective that I need to bring to the table and account for to create that track for myself, right? And then what are the steps that I need to take to do it? Retreat three is all about growing value. Like, how do we grow the value of the business, of the enterprise, right? What's our strategy for growth, both in terms of marketing and branding and all of that. But for many of you, right, the next level is about creating other income engines. It's about not having the business's revenue and growth be so dependent on you, because that comes with a lot of pressure, right? How do we transition that to the firm as a stakeholder and to the next generation of its successors and advisors or marketing and leaders to, right, become an income engine? How do we take all that cool shiznit that we have as founders and transfer it to the firm so that it can be institutionalized and scaled? Which is how you get that incredible result while you're on the beach and everything's working great, right? So that's what we really want to talk about in the growth retreat. And then we're going to have, obviously, your masterminds, which you'll be digging into monthly, your consulting and coaching, which we'll be doing quarterly and then throughout the quarter as you need support. And as you all know, you have access to the lifestyle program. So you and or your team should be going through all or part of that program through the year, depending on your firm and situation. So one, you have access to all of it. And then in our Q1 strategy call, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll talk through your practice 360 and then where it makes sense. Like, hey, you've got a successor that's going to be taking over the firm, put them in the whole program. Like, this is what you need to do to run a really kick, like this. This is a great, like, do that. So we'll work on that. You will obviously have a good sense of that based on where you are in your agenda, but I will help guide you through that, as can Lisa, at any time based on where you are. So those are kind of the six core elements or ingredients in the recipe that we're going to do together. The way that we're going to do that is, you are probably already very clear on at this point, we're going to have our retreats. We're going to have our monthly coaching calls. And those will be about 90 minutes in length. So you can all, for lifestyle, you will ultimately decide who goes to the lifestyle calls. Leaders will be founders, right, members and co-members. And then for lifestyle, any of you, right, whether you're, you know, leaders, managers, advisors, or team members, you can go through that track and use the pieces that work for you where you are. So again, we'll talk with you about that. The monthly coaching calls, the primary members will come to. If you have team members that have questions, they are welcome to come to those calls. just let us know, because a lot of what we talk about in these calls will be, right, our kind of group stuff and personal. And so we absolutely have space for that. Just let us know at the beginning of the call, like, hey, you know, so-and-so's on the call, we want to talk about X, Y, or Z, so we can make sure to cover those topics and then get into anything that we might want to cover that's personal to any of our firms. Because for those of you that are members, you're going to become pretty close with this group, certainly with the people in your mastermind. And as Adam and Tiffany and Jared will tell you, right, the more open and honest and authentic and share you are, the more you put in, the more you're going to get out. So we just want to make sure that everybody's comfortable with that. Office hours, everybody can come to office hours. You do not have to come to every single one. Certainly for a lifestyle where you're applying, you absolutely want to show up and ask those questions. If you've got questions, you can send the team to office hours. That's what they're for. If your teams are implementing service models or succession plans or marketing plans, whatever it may be, we can bring those questions to office hours as you need them. And then strategy calls. So we'll have our calls each quarter. So I think those are 90 minutes in length. So they're a good, right? We have a lot of time to really dig in and talk about where you are in your strategy, what issues you're facing, make sure that you're clear, you've got a good plan, you're focused, right? And then we will help you spot treat the carpet along the way. If Laura's sitting there, she's like, oh, I'm building out this service model and I have a question about X, right? She can go on Tribe, she can go to coaching calls, she can go to office hours. And if for any reason she has still not gotten an answer or a deepening answer, she can be like, hey, Steph, could you drop one, right? Like, yeah, Laura, let's take 15 minutes, let's knock this baby out. So our goal is to really create a structure that moves everybody along, but then allows us, that's the beauty of leaders, is it's an elite mastermind with coaching. So it's the best of, you do not have to choose. You don't have to just be on a track and not get the benefits of masterminds and that group and that engagement. And you don't have to just be in a mastermind and then not have the ability to write, have the coaching and the experience to help you personally. So that's what I get really excited about with leaders, is I get to spend a lot more time with you individually, which is what leaders is all about. This is the curriculum for the year. I don't think I need to read this again, but we have a very full agenda on the lifestyle aside. Leaders, I just want to be really clear about this. Leaders retreats are adjacent to. So for every retreat week, we have the lifestyle retreat. We have the, right, which is the first 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is the mastermind meetup. So if you're a member, co-member, you'll be in a leaders mastermind. So we'll have a meetup day. All programs meet on the same day. And then on that Friday, we'll do our Leaders Day, where we're going to dive deep into, right, the themes and topics, and in this case, Mark for March, where we're really going to dig in, right, do planning, breakouts, have conversations. So you're welcome to come to the whole week. Your team can come to the lifestyle retreat. If you have questions about who should come to what, obviously Lisa and I will help you through that over the course of the month. But I just want to make sure that everybody is clear on that. And then our June retreat for leaders is just leaders. So this is what I call, I've been wanting to do this for a couple of years now, my team will tell you, what I call radical retreats, which is where this is not about, you know, sitting in a hotel conference room and, you know, not that we won't sometimes be in hotels or resorts, but the idea is to really get outside of our space and our comfort zone and go off and have adventures and experiences that really kind of expand us and get us in that space to get the clarity that we need to take the business to the next level and have a lot of adventures and fun, because let's be honest, that's why we're all here. So the leaders retreat, we have a tiny little asterisk glitch on that in a good way, which is two of the 13 of you can't actually make the June retreat. So one, if we can, we want to accommodate. Obviously we can't derail the whole thing. COVID and Omicron, we thought they were gone and they're a little bit back. My son just came home. So we're looking at the adventures that we're choosing from. We have really opted against anything that is heavily inside, just because in the interest of not, you know, knowing exactly what's going to happen. So we're going to just, so you guys know, we're going to send an email towards the end of this week or early next week. We've got final check-ins with some venues on some alternate dates. So we just want to make sure that of the options we're considering, they have availability. So we're going to send you an email that's very simple and short and sweet. I'm just going to ask you to pay attention to it for the sake of your peers, which is we're going to give you three alternate dates for a summer retreat in order of preference. Just let us know if they work or not. That's all you need to do. And then based on that, if we can make a shift that works for everyone, we will do that and we'll let you know very quickly. I would say in the next week or two, just depending on how we get responses. And if we can't, then we'll keep it the way that it is, because obviously we don't want to rock the boat for new people if we have issues for people as we knew coming into it. So we will do what we can to accommodate that. If you have any preferences against adventure of any kind, you should let me know now, because I don't have those reservations. I love anything, you know, that pushes me outside of my comfort zone, but spas are everywhere. So if you really, really, really find that that's uncomfortable, we'll figure out how to accommodate you. So that's our agenda for the year in terms of the lifestyle program and then the leaders retreats that wrap around that. And then this is the process for those of you who are on teams. And as we go through this process, you all may have something similar to this in your firm, but I want you to be really clear that this is the process I will be implementing or will adapt to your process if you have one that's working. I call it the launch process. And I call it the launch process, which is the hardest part of any effort is to get it off the ground. And then you got to keep it in space. But once you get it into space, what happens? It just orbits and it stays there and it does, right, in a predictable way what it needs to do, unless you're watching the space movies. So that's what the launch process is really about. How do we set a clear plan for the year, which is what we're going to start doing in our Q1 call. I presume you have some idea just through your typical processes, but we're going to clarify that through the Practice 360 and our Q1 strategy and coaching call. So we know what that plan is. Then we're going to put in place quarterly business reviews, which is a process that you really all Limitless people will go through to really assess your personal and professional progress on a quarterly basis across all the facets of the firm, right? To keep you focused and on track. Monthly meetings, many of you already write your monthly business marketing meeting, looking at your, like all of those things that make sure that you're leading the firm with discipline and clarity. And then weekly team meetings, right? You have right service and projects and priorities, but we're going to make sure that you have a really what I call high end tight structure for that, because this overall process creates clarity. What's the mission, the vision, the values, the 3-year goals, like where are we going and why? It creates transparency. Who's doing what, when, why, and how? Like we got to make sure that we are moving from California to New York, right? The GPS dot is moving along. And if not, we can address those issues because that's where everything gets right stuck down. And then accountability. How do we make sure that we as leaders are really holding ourselves accountable to the environment, the organization we want to create, that we're making the right choices, right? We're thinking well, we've got clarity, our team gets what they need, we've got the right people on the bus. How do we create all of that? And then make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable and our teams accountable for progress on those priorities that are really important to the organization, right? And then that's just a loop that we continue to repeat. And that discipline becomes embedded and integrated into the organization. So we start to solve problems like our eyes are bigger than our stomach. We're taking on too much. We're not following through on things. Oh, he or she has gone on. I can't tell you how many times, for those of you who are team members, how many times I've heard in my 30-year career, oh, he went off to a conference and you're the next shiny idea. Like, oh, great. Where did this leader's idea come from? Great. You just made a bunch of work for us. So if we listen to this Stephanie chick for the next 6 months and just let it pass, it'll all go back to business as usual. Right. And so I can say that with you and I see you all laughing because, you know, a little bit of that is true because I've done this a number of times. Right? The good news is we're not practicing. Like, change is a hard thing. And here's what I can tell you about your founders. If you're listening, their intentions are great. Sometimes the execution is poor, but that's never a function of intention. It's how do we align our mindset, our mapping, our methods and our momentum. And when those things get out of whack, we feel it. We experience it. Those are the incongruencies and the disruptions and the friction and the stress that we feel in our firms. And we're going to systematically go through those and teach you guys a way to, what do we have to account for? Why does this keep happening? Why we should, like, happens all the time. Why are we doing it for the 17th time this year? This is getting a little bit ridiculous. So we call them breakdowns. Like, when you have breakdowns in the firm, there's a process behind this process that you're going to use to identify, source, account for, and take action on those. So you don't have the same breakdowns over and over. Like, we don't mind breakdowns, they happen. Nothing more annoying than a breakdown that happens over and over. And if you're a founder, it's incredibly frustrating to try and get your team to a place where things just work. And you're like, why can't it just work? And if you're a team, oh my God, you're like, well, if you would just do this and this and this, everything would work just fine. Why can't we just do that? And our job this year is to bring all of that together in a clear, cohesive, congruent way so that everybody knows what we're doing, why we're doing it, when we're doing it, how we're doing it, and how we're going to measure ourselves and the result in a way that there is no place to hide. So you're going to be uncomfortable, but it's going to be the best kind of uncomfortable that you can be, because we're going to do the work. It's just not usually the work that we think it is. It's, why are we having a breakdown? Is this a people issue, a process issue, or a platform issue, or a perspective issue? Because it's always one of those four issues. Always. And if we know what kind of problem it is, then we can account for it and then we can solve it. And right, you can see we have all kinds of platform and learning and growth. Like, there's no shortage of ability to solve stuff here. The hardest part is knowing what you're really, really solving for. And this is the process that you're going to use or some version of it adapted to your firm to make sure that we have clarity, we have transparency, and we have accountability. And when you have those ingredients, the cake works out every single time. And that's the goal. Right. And our job is to communicate when we have those breakdowns so that I can and the team can pop in and help fix them, because it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It's the little things that, right, consistency compounds. And that's like a super big saying you're going to hear a lot this year. Here's our engagement schedule. We'll give this to you in a written form, but like, we're going to be there with you every single month. We're going to do our performance retreat and our practice 360, right? So you're sharing all your information. I've got days and days scheduled to just go through it and learn all about you, and then show up to that Q1 strategy call with themes and observations, right? And some ideas for us to talk through so we can craft that plan. February, via masterminds and my check-ins, you're going to do weekly check-ins. Founders, I don't know if you're not doing this already, but this is going to be a new, very annoying, but action-oriented habit, which is on Tribe in that accountability room. You have your own leaders room. I'm going to ask you each week to pop in. You're going to do it as part of your mastermind process, so it'll be there. And just at mention me so I can keep tabs on what you're doing and how you're doing it and make sure that everything is moving along and be there to support you if it's not. We'll do monthly check-ins, right? Just to check in, you'll get an email from me every month. What's going on? Is everything good? Do you need something, right? So we just want to make sure that we're always there. And your job is going to be to execute, right? Your Q1 priorities. I am not going to read all of these boxes. You're very bright people, but that is the engagement schedule that we're going to go through over the course of the year. So hopefully what you're feeling is between lifestyle and all of the content you have access to there and the coaching and the masterminds and then coaching here. And like, there is no place to hide. Like, you showed up for the more and better, and we are here to make the more and better happen. And this is the schedule that we'll follow to make sure that we are engaging and supporting you along the way. For your teams, this is, we talked about this earlier today. There's a room on Tribe called the team talk for staff, team talk for advisors. So if you're a service associate advisor, next gen advisor in the firm, that's the room for you to connect with the other advisors who are going through this experience. I'm sure you guys will have lots of highs and lows to share with each other. Same thing for teams. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, there's so much that you can get from each other. How are you guys solving this? What tech are you using? I really want to encourage you to go in there, introduce yourselves, make a point once a week, check in. Hey, I had this happen this week. Anyone had that experience? The more that you engage, the more that you'll get back. That's just really how these communities work. And then I think I covered this in lifestyle, but this is just because no one knows this, but I'm a closet data geek. So we track all of our member experiences. So for those of you on Teams, please use the logins on the team cheat sheet to log in, because if you don't, it mixes you with members. And then I can't tell if your founder has actually shown up or not shown up. So it's just a way for us to create a lot of clarity and accountability on the member side. And then we also want to know, like, how many of you are participating, right? We're 2 of you in a call or 20 of you in a call. We have 25 people in a call. We should probably just start a staff call every month. And then, right, we can have some structure around that. So that data really does help us create a better and more engaging experience for you. And all the links to everything you need are on there as well. You guys are welcome to jump into Tribe around the topics and the questions and ask, right? There's no issue there. Like, hey, we're using service models or niches, or how are you guys doing this? That's what Tribe and community is for. What you'll find is, if you do a post, I will answer, one of the coaches will answer, two or three other people will answer, depending on the topic. And sometimes, right, there's just a lot of really good stuff that you can get out of there. All right, you guys ready to jump in? All right, so hopefully everybody will be able to see leaders. We had the website, like, I don't know, they're checking the permission. So we're going to all go to, you want to drop the web address in the chat, Allison?
Sure. And by and large, obviously the website will be the same, but we have added leaders rooms. And so yep. Tribe will be different. You'll have different spaces that are private.
Yeah, so you all have access to all of the lifestyle spaces. Right. I mean, you can go in their office hours if you want. I don't know why you would, but you can, right? All the topic rooms are open to them and to you. They do not have access to your rooms. So if you post in the leader's private room, the accountability room, the leader's general lounge, they will not see that. If you post in like a topic room, service models, right hands, succession planning, everyone, Allison, will they see those as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that there's kind of just shared to everyone. No downside to that, by the way, but just FYI, anything you want to keep personal, keep in the leaders' rooms.
Okay, so I'm going to show you what the tribe room looks like for leaders. It's by and large the same, like we said, except you'll notice that there's leaders getting started, leaders introduction, and you have your own leaders accountability room as well. Down here, you have a leader's private lounge, and then you'll also be having access to your mastermind group for your leaders specifically. So those are four additional areas that you have access to. And I think the one that Stephanie wants to focus on is our
accountability room. Yeah. So you should all go into leaders
accountability room
yourself. We will share a member directory, so you have information and contact information for all of the other members. But per the call earlier today, this is where we're going to check in on you on tribe. So if you jumped ahead in this morning's call, then great. But right now I'm going to ask all of you members, founders, go into the leaders accountability room. Share your big why. And for those of you that are either teams or advisors, go into the team talk staff or team talk advisors and do a quick introduction and meet the other people who are on this adventure with you. So we're going to take 3 to 5 minutes and we're going to do that.
You can access this space for the team by signing into our website, members.limitlessfa.life. And then you can simply click on the Good Vibes Tribe here on the left navigation menu. You may need to fill out a profile if you haven't been on our tribe before. It's just a few simple questions, and then you'll push through to our actual site here. What if my leader's accountability room is marked private? Joseph, we will add you to it.
Yeah, we kicked all the alumni out of that room this year, Joe. We just said, nah, you don't get to be in it. Just kidding. And for anyone that's wondering, the group is about 50-50 this year between lifestyle members that have graduated into, right, they're now well into that seven-figure space, and those of you who've just followed us for a while and who are ready to go limitless. So it's a really nice mix of groups this year. We're going to connect in just a minute.
Okay, Joseph, I just added you to the Leaders Accountability Room, so just try to refresh your page. I should pull it for you.
Anyone's having any issues, just drop us a note in the chat.
Okay, Mike. I did see you weren't in there over the weekend, so you may need to create a profile again. I noticed you're one of the leaders that I couldn't find when I was trying to add you to the rooms.
All I know is there's already a chat about Mark drinking whiskey with Neil and Joe. I don't know what I was doing serious stuff over here, but it's awesome.
I got to engage in that in September as well, and I didn't know I was a whiskey drinker until
we have the High West Whiskey, the distillery here, and it's like a big deal in Park City, so you guys will all get to experience that. I can't say I'm a huge whiskey drinker, but the whiskey's actually pretty good. And you can go to the distillery and do like a tour. So we're going to try and hook that up. Any whiskey? Yeah. Like whiskey? Do the distillery tour? It'd be super cool. Yeah.
And Neil, anyone you've added as a team member in your profile will have gotten an email that welcomed them to the program, gave them a login, and also gave them the cheat sheet, the call sheet.
Yeah. The biggest issue we have with communications is spam. So spam. Just remind yourselves and teams that coaching at Limitless FA Life, just you gotta put it on the safe list. It's weird, like you'll get something from us for a month, and then the next month some setting somewhere changed and some provide, and the next thing you know you're not getting it. So
Mike, I can find you now, and I'm adding you to all the leaders room.
All right, and Kara's having an issue with the website, so let's get that sorted out. All right, have most of you had a chance to go in and type in your big why? Give you a couple more minutes. The reason I'm having you start with your big why, by the way, is this is the anchor that I'm always going to come back to. We get so pushed and pulled in so many different directions. And as a leader, the number one job, I think, is to maintain perspective. Because when you lose perspective, like how many times have you been in a crunch or a crisis, you made decisions and 6 months later, you're like, oh, now I can see plain as day that, right, I was focused on this and I should have looked at that. And So when we get that big why, the vision is clear, decisions are easy quote is probably the one I use the most for a reason, which is that's the backstop we're always going to come back to. Ben, Chris, Robert, Mark, like, hey, you told me this was what mattered to you. That's what you do with your clients, isn't it? This is what you told me mattered. These are the options that are available to us. Here's what we need to account for. What are we going to do, right? It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be pleasing, but we are going to push forward because the why calls us, right? It pulls us, which is very different. Right, Carrie, you should be in Leaders Lounge now. Hopefully that works.
No, it looks like she's having trouble logging in.
Okay. It's always the tech, isn't it? It's always the tech. All right. Well, Kara, if you can't get that sorted out, we'll make sure you get that after the call and you can type in your big why. My goal for all of you is by the end of the day, if you're having any tech issues, let's make sure that your big why is in there for a couple of reasons. One, I want you and us to never be in question about what you're doing. The good news is you can always go in and edit it at any time. It has a little edit button. You get more clarity around it. But that is the goal. And then as I shared earlier today, we'll go in. You guys will have a slightly deeper and different experience, but it is the place where we'll keep track of like, are you on track? Are you focused? I'll drop you messages in there. And my expectation is, right, that you'll communicate back. So we'll have good communication around that. So we'll do that quarterly and keep on track. And then all the other rooms you're just going to use over time as topics come up of interest. You want to engage with other advisors. That's what Tribe is for. There's lots of great stuff there. Great. Any questions about Tribe aside from tech issues that we will get resolved? Right. It's on the checklist after every kickoff call. Resolve tech issues. There's always something someone couldn't log in. So Kara or anyone else will make sure that that gets resolved. And then Allison, you want to take us back to the PowerPoint?
Sure. Let me pull that up.
Tiffany, do you want to speak a little bit while she's doing that, just to the kind of the power and the connection of Tribe and the community for you and Jared, just as larger firms over the years? We have teams and we have kind of more process and accountability, but just around the engagement with other firms and the experience that that's had for you.
Yeah, I just love the, as far as the Tribe goes, the community, I mean, any question can be answered, but one thing that I love about the website, and we're gonna be building a more formal program around this, is the professional development that can come through to our team through Limitless, right? So that team page, Neil, that you were just asking about, and getting them set up, but there is literally something for every seat in your firm. And I think one of the greatest things about all the resources is we don't have to start anything from scratch. So as our team members are taking on more projects and building out their skills and their growth, there's a level of professional development that is already built in all the way through Limitless. So I love that they can reach out to, if they're on the operation side, other people who are running operations, and what does that do, and the questions that they can ask. I love that one of the questions one of the first questions I get to ask them when they come to me is like, hey, I'm building this out. I'm thinking of, you know, we're moving into surges. We're thinking about this year. And I'm like, hey, go to Limitless. Hey, we're using Whole List of Plan and we just adopted this. Like, what is that? Great. Go to Limitless. Like, go type in the Tribe Whole List of Plan, then see who's using it. You know what? Even better, ask somebody like, hey, would you be willing to jump on 30-minute call with me just to show me how your firm's using that? So we can really utilize each other as resources and our team, as well as a founder, or not as a founder, as a partner, like just get back our time of having to do all of those pieces, like teach our team that the community and spaces they can go to get the answers and come to us with the solutions versus only the problem. Limitless provides that. So that's some of the ways that I've seen it to be really beneficial to the team. It's beneficial to my time as a founder and needing to put some pretty strong guardrails around that. But it also has so many answers. It has a lot of our operations manual that can be built throughout the Limitless resources. It creates processes and it develops our team. So fine. Jared, anything to add to that?
No, I love that ability to say, like, that's a great question. Have you checked Limitless? Because we all get inundated with the requests from the team, like, how do we do this? How do we learn this? How do we figure it out? And it saves so much time having a better expert who's already, you know, miles ahead of where we want to be, who's already figured it out and is willing and able to help. So yeah, absolutely fantastic resource.
Yeah. So there's lots of great resources, and we will make sure you guys get to use them all over the course of the year. All right. I don't have control of the slides. So you want to move it forward, Allison? Right. We talked a little bit about this in the earlier kickoff. But I want to kind of refresh here for leaders, because it's obviously a different format, which is the experience here is really sort of an elite group mastermind meets personal coaching and practice consulting, kind of all baked into one, which I think is the secret sauce for some really good progress on a lot of fronts. Your engagement in leaders is going to be right through the monthly coaching and office hours calls, the meetups, the virtual and live retreats, and then our quarterly and strategy calls. And expectations are, you know, as leaders, you have larger firms, you have staffs. So it's really going to be about your timeline and your priorities, which is what we're going to talk about in your Q1 strategy call, which is where are we, what's the plan that we want to create, and then how do we identify the path over the course of the year? So we're going to build a personal coaching plan that really says, you know, here's our business plan, here's our objectives, goals, and priorities. Here are the things that we really need to do this year to move the needle. And we're going to do that on a quarterly basis. What are our goals and objectives for the year? So we'll do that through this model, which is basically, I'm going to start, you've all started submitting or have submitted information on what we call the Practice 360, which is basically just our view of everything that's going on in your practice. And we get some insight into who you are and how you're working and what's working. And the really nice thing about this is I've done so many of these over the years in person, usually, right, but at virtual in this case, and I've done lots of virtuals where we can look at that information, get a sense of it, and really understand based on where you are, your size, your scale, the number of people, your personal goals, and really very quickly triangulate, these are the issues that you're going to really need to address. So we're going to talk about key themes. The reason that we do team questions, intakes, and questionnaires is because as partners and founders and leaders, we have one perspective. I started my career as a receptionist in an insurance office and worked my way all the way up and out of firms and then into much bigger firms and up and out of those. And so what I know is everybody who is engaged in the process and everyone on your team has a lot of really valuable feedback. And 80% of what I tell firms, their teams or their spouses are like, we've been telling them that. Why do they have to pay you? And I'm like, I don't know, but it's what makes it work. So let's just all be happy that we're in this together. So we're going to talk about observations and themes. If one person says, Isaac comes to work every Friday wearing a pink tutu and it's really holding the business back, but okay, one person has a perspective. If 4 out of 5 people on Isaac's team says Isaac shows up and he wears a pink tutu every Friday and it's really holding the business back, then the odds are really good that no matter how Isaac tries to get around that, that's a theme that's real, right? This pink tutu, and he'll be like, oh, no, no. And I'll be like, no, this is a real thing we got to deal with. So that's why we get team perspective and input. That is all done confidentially. So it just comes directly to us. We will always address the issues that come up in that, but we're going to do it in a really appropriate way. If I walk into Kim or to Chris and I'm like, hey, Kim told me that you wear pink tutus on Friday and that's a real problem. Like, that is not going to help the dynamic in that firm. And no one's going to like me anymore. No one's going to listen. Like, no one's going to tell me anything. Right. So the dynamic is in a meeting with Chris, I might be like, Chris, you know, kind of, you know, you've said a lot of things that, like, when my clients get here at this point, I notice like this is kind of the place where the pink tutu shows up. Have you noticed any pink tutus lately? I'm using that as a very random example because I don't want anyone. If I pick any one issue, you will all think that I'm talking about you. No joke. So I use pink tutus and Isaac will be like, oh yeah, that kind of has, like, well, let's talk about that. Cause this shows up a lot and its intentions are good, but the execution is a challenge, and let's really break down why this is happening. And so we can get to issues in a very indirect way, but we need that information. So that's why we go through the Practice 360. I want to see everything I can that evidences the state of your business and life as it currently exists. I can look at that pretty quickly and get a pretty good idea. And then right through the deeper dive in the calls, we're going to really start to dig in at Isaac. What's up with the pink tutu, man? Like, seriously, I get it. I really do. But like, are you going to, like, we got to trade up to teal because teal's next level, man. Like, are you ready for the teal, Isaac? If you're ready for the teal tutu, we can do this, right? If you're not ready for the teal tutu, we got to take a couple steps back, right? We got it. So that's the job of the 360, is to help me triangulate, get to know you and where you are, and then to use that information and the themes and the observations to create a roadmap for change. Because if you know where you want to be and you know what the gaps are, then you know what you need to account for. And that's the real value in consulting and coaching, is we just take you through a process to slow you down and get that clarity so you know what you need to account for so you can make conscious decisions. And we all just tend to do that really fast and really truncated in our lives. And we're going to just slow that process down. And then you're going to learn how to do it fast the right way out of habit all the time, and you're going to make better decisions faster. You're going to implement with your team. Things are actually going to get done and people are going to feel good in the process. Who wants that? Anybody in? All right. If you're not in, then I'm telling you, this is your one chance to get out, because it is all systems go after this. All right. So Performance U is really our focus on setting you and your teams up for success. These are basic lessons, but even in really large firms, I have very rarely gone into a large firm where everybody's got this whole thing nailed. And it's the foundation. So we can put a lot of growth and opportunity into that strainer, but if there's lots of holes in it, what's going to happen? Man, they're just going to, right? We don't want 30% of our effort to drop out the bottom. It's just really inefficient and it's not super effective. So we've got our core lessons. If you have nailed visioning and goal planning and you got no problem there, right? Bump on over to strategic planning. Tiffany and Jared are going to walk through the deeper process, how they're doing it, right? How to really engage your team and get clarity and investment and involvement and accountability all through the year. All the lessons are recorded, so you're not going to miss anything. It's just what you're going to attend live. Action and accountability is all about putting those structures in place for the launch process that we talked about, like the core process. How do we do this? And then managing performance is going deeper. How do we dive into financial performance? Most of you are pretty good at that at this point. Measuring firm performance across the practice. How do we measure our teams, right? If you've got teams, you're not just measuring core KPIs. You should be measuring those at a team level or a group and department level. And then ultimately, how do we manage people, process, and priorities? Like, how do we actually get our teams all moving, operating from the same sheet of music? We've got a common language. You've got clarity. Everybody knows what to do. And we actually do it. So we're going to talk about that in managing firm performance. And then everyone should be in taking control of your time, even if you're an alumni, because I do it every year. Like, you've got to go back and get really clear and refresh on where your time is, how you're using it. And this is the power question for time for your year. I want you to ask yourself this question every day, all the time. What am I investing my time in, and to what effect? What am I, like, there are times where I'm like, oh, I'm in email. What am I, like, nope, I am not investing my time in email right now. That is not on my schedule. If we ask ourselves that question consciously often, we're going to be in a much better position to make sure that the tongue in our mouth and the tongue in our shoes are moving in the same direction. What we want and what we do have to be aligned. And if I come into your practices, somewhere between 50 and 80% isn't going to be aligned. It's just going to be the stuff that we do. We're going to systematically go through these lessons in lifestyle, and we're going to carry that same theme through with all of you to make sure that you have these core basics in place and you're taking it to that kind of master's level. And then for each of your practices, filling in the gaps between those retreats, right, and the areas that you most need to succeed and scale up. And next slide. Right, there we go. We have really reached the end of the leaders overview and kickoff. We're going to jump into masterminds in just a minute. What questions do you have? I know this is the first time I've had a chance to talk with some of you, but certainly with your team. So I want to make sure any questions that you guys have about the experience, how you engaged, or what to expect, this is your opportunity. And you're going to find leaders and Limitless are just not a place to be shy or quiet. So when you have questions, you definitely want to ask them. All right. No questions whatsoever. All right, good. So we have time. So now we're going to share. See, if you didn't have questions, I have a plan. Are you ready? All right. In order of the people that I see, I'm going to ask you all some fun questions just to get you all talking and engaging and used to doing that, because this is not going to be a year where I talk for 90 minutes, certainly not in leaders. There is too much knowledge and experience and good stuff happening in here, right? We've just got to get really comfortable engaging as a group. Isaac, are you ready? If you could have any view from your back porch, what would it be?
Honestly, it's the view I have now. I was reading a journal that I had done from about 3 years ago, just last night. I was pulling through the journals and I was sharing with my wife. We waited a long time to move from our first house to the house we currently own. We bought our first house when we had zero kids. We now have four. So we were in desperate need of new space. Especially during COVID, but one of the things we really wanted was a fantastic view. So we live south of Portland in Oregon, and we look west to the Coast Range and across kind of the Willamette River and the Willamette Valley. So that's just beautiful. A fantastic view that I'm very thankful for.
That's awesome. I love it. Yep. Your environment really matters. Life is short. Joe, you ready, Joseph? If you were given money to remodel your house, what would you change first?
Our master bedroom. We bought it 2.5 years ago. We bought a 1876 house that had been neglected for far too long. And we've done work on the outside, getting the water to not go into the basement anymore. Yeah. And to remodel the outside. The front porch is
You're
getting
one of
done
those
this
really
year.
Ambitious people that buys those incredible homes. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was neglected for a long, long time. So it's an awesome house, but this master bedroom needs some love.
I feel you. I do. I would just remodel my whole house, by the way.
Well, it's also my office. I work 4 feet from my bed. So
There you go. There you go. All right. I love that. All right. Liz, have you ever had an experience that led you to believe in angels or ghosts?
Yes, but let me think of where it stemmed from. I don't know. I'm just more of a, like, seeing synchronicities. And so, yes, I don't have a specific thing that's happened to me that I was like.
Does anybody have one of those kismet stories where you're like, there's just no way that was random? I have so many of those stories. We're going to talk about energy this year. You're going to love it. Oh, this is a good one. Let's see who's next. Melissa. All right. So here we are again. What historical period would you most like to visit?
Oh my gosh. There's so many. Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, living in Detroit, I think that the like roaring Motor City days with Motown and when it was really looking great is something that I don't have family connections here from that time period, but I've been curious about just seeing there's a lot of leftover glory, but certainly times have changed. So I'd love to see like the 1920s or 30s around 20s probably or 50s around here.
Yeah, I bet we'd all like that for a night. That would be super fun, wouldn't it? That'd be a good time. All right, Jared, are you ready? Which language would you like to speak fluently?
French for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. The talk about efficiency. If you look at like rankings of who speaks as a first or second language, getting nerdy here, but of course, Mandarin is number one, English first and second is number two, but then like French and Spanish are a pretty distant third and fourth. But like, if you know English and either French or Spanish, you can talk to about 30 to 35% of the people on the planet. So be a good one. And it's really pretty. And I could talk about wine a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we took the kids to Costa Rica because we thought from SoCal, Spanish seemed a good option. Not a lot of opportunities to speak French, but yeah. We just got tired of all our friends from Europe speaking five languages. And we're like, hi, we speak English. So we're like, we're going to have to do something about this. All right, Laura, are you ready? Which is more important, intelligence or common sense?
Common sense, without a doubt, because it just doesn't exist, in my opinion.
The only problem with common sense is it's just not that common.
Exactly.
You know, my grandma used to say, if life made sense, men would ride side saddle. Think about that one. Oh yeah, like this versus this, that with the equipment makes no sense whatsoever. All right, Kim, are you ready? Let's see, I gotta get you a good question here. If you could give all human beings one virtue, what would you choose?
Kindness,
that is a good
one. I think next to common sense, kindness could go a really, really long way for everybody.
If everyone were really kind, one of my favorite sayings, my husband told me, I don't remember here, he said, the only reason that evil exists in the world is one reason. Do you guys want to know what it is? Because good people allow it. Evil only exists because good people allow it. So if everyone acted with more kindness, there would be no need. There would be so much less friction to respond and react to. Good, good question. Chris, are you ready? This is particularly poignant for you since you're working on your vision. What one goal do you hope to accomplish this year?
Really get our annual service calendar laid out and cemented in.
I love that. Those are really important, by the way.
Oh, that was an easy one.
That was
an easy one. We need the other Chris to answer it because he's the one who's working on his vision.
Do we only have two Chris's?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's okay, Chris Hansen. We liked hearing yours too.
Chris H and Chris G. There we go. Chris G.
Jumped in.
Usually there's at least three or four, so we can handle two.
Yep.
One goal, yes. That's tough. How about okay, by the end of the year, I want to be shooting consistently in the 80s in my golf game.
Awesome.
Go with that.
That's a good goal. All right. Oh, this is a good one. David, are you ready? David Bergio? What do you wish you were better at saying no to?
Oh boy, that's a good one. Probably everything. at least most everything. You know, I have a tendency to try to please, everybody. It's like, that's my nature. And, I just have a hard time with when clients come in that their minimums and so forth may not really be, they may not be a good client, but we still bring them on board. And I just need to say no to be a little bit more selective on the type of clients that we bring in. Because it's probably like many people here that I enjoy working with everybody, and we kind of came from scarcity. So it's just kind of hard to say no to everybody or to say no to anybody.
It is, your brain kind of goes, what? No. Yes is the only good answer. What are you doing? And like, for those of you on Teams, you're always the ones like, no, don't do it. And later you're like, I told you so. Right. So it's really about like in that moment, how do we create that pause and really check ourselves, our standard, right? So we'll do a lot of that conversation this year. Mary, you're getting a really easy off the hook question. Are you ready? What was your favorite childhood meal? Mary Loken, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, yep. Sorry. That's two Marys.
What was your favorite childhood meal?
For anything orange, I would say. So sweet potatoes, squash, macaroni and cheese, you name it.
Like my son just doesn't like anything green.
Yeah.
It's like it's green. It doesn't exist or something. All right, Ben, are you ready? Oh, this is good. If you could own, Ben, a fabulously impractical car, what would it be? Austin Martin, people of Vanquish have never spent a minute even thinking about that, by the way.
Some kind of wagon pulled by horses.
Awesome. Do you guys know we're in Park City? I get to live in these really cool places, but like we pull up to school this year, like first day of school, I kid you not, there's a guy, this, I guess it was the winter break. He's got his sled dogs. So in the summer, he has them on like a cart they pull the kids in a cart with wheels. And in the winter, they literally come like mushing across the fields in their sled. It's super cool. So we might go sled dogging at some point this March. We'll have to see. All right, let's see who's next. Chris Hansen, you ready? What?
I'm ready. This is my second one.
Oh, you did one already. We're going to skip to Clinton. Which moment from your life would you choose to relive if you actually, Chris, let me give you a legitimate question so I can pay attention to it. I did the impractical car. I got to find more questions. All right, are you ready? What's one thing you've done that you'd like to erase? A good one.
Is this me or?
Yeah, that's Chris Hansen.
I want to make sure because I just keep answering.
One thing you've done that you'd like to erase.
I went into a partnership with somebody I shouldn't have gone into a partnership with.
All right. That is not an uncommon one. All right. So lots of learning experiences there. Clinton, are you ready?
Yeah. Ooh,
what would you love to find at a yard sale?
I'd love to find it at a yard sale. I'm a sucker for books. I love books. I find that if you just open a book, sometimes you find something really important that you're glad you found. So, and often you find them in libraries and random places. So a good book.
Good book. All right. This is a good one. Carrie, you ready? Which temptation do you try the hardest to resist?
Gosh,
we're gonna learn so much about
very unfair question. Well, there are many. I would say probably not eating as well as I should and taking care of myself.
All right, so That's your temptation is unhealthy habits. Is that what you're saying? Yes. French fries. So you're right there with me on French fries and gummy bears?
For sure.
All right. All right, Neil, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. What's the best way to spend a rainy weekend?
Binging everything on Netflix.
That's cool. Yeah. What's your favorite Netflix show to binge right now?
I just finished up The Witcher this past weekend.
Oh, how was it? Did you find it was good?
It was nice. Yes, I enjoyed it.
I'm watching the morning show. I don't watch hardly any TV, but I'm kind of strung out on the morning show. If any of you watch that with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, and oh my God, it's crazy good.
Crazy yeah, good. I started her on that.
I went to Costa Rica and she's like, we're watching the show tonight. I'm like, Lisa, I don't really watch TV. I don't sit down on a regular basis. Like I watch movies with the kids. Like there's just no point. She's like, you're watching this. Here's some wine. Watch this show. And I'm like, okay. And now I'm like completely strung out on it. So that's my TV time. My guilty pleasure is the morning show. All right. Let's see. Neil, Kyle, are you ready? This is not a terribly complicated one, but it's going to be really interesting. If you could master one instrument, what would it be and why?
I'd have to say piano. I don't know anything about instruments, but it seems the most impressive.
Do you guys want to know something really cool? Random. So we have this great spa here. When you come into town, let me know. We'll be awesome appointment. And my awesome masseuse, he's literally the best masseuse I've ever had. I swear he's amazing. Do you guys know what he does in his daytime job? He's going to fiddle and cello making school so that he can be a fiddle and cello maker and repairman, because he's been a masseuse for a long time. And he's an older guy, like in his retirement, he just wants to do something easy. And like, so I was like, I didn't even know there were schools for that. I thought it was, he was like, yeah, there are three in the United States and the largest of them is in Salt Lake City. So in case anyone wants to know, you can go to cello making school. But I did not even know that. I thought it was pretty cool. Like, how do you, and I was like, literally, how did you happen upon that? Like, how does one do that? And he was like, I was walking by one day and I saw a fiddle and cello school. And I thought, that seems really interesting. I'm going to check it out. I was like, you're a cool dude. I like you. Like you're not hung up on what you can and can't do, can you?
Did you say he wanted to do something easy in his retirement?
He wanted something where he could make cellos, and he was like, they're micro, you know, like to tune a fiddle relative to like, you know, like I think it's easier. But I wouldn't have gotten from to cello making from massage therapist. I truly wouldn't have. Do you guys want to know what he did before that? He so reminds me of Lisa. this has done everything interesting. He was a CSI investigator. And then he decided to become a masseuse, and then he decided to become a fiddle player. So anytime you start to think your life is a straight line, you can just think about Cedric the masseuse.
So the team and I have decided Stephanie's gone off the rails because it's time to introduce them to their masterminds.
Great, we're almost there. We're going to get through this. Are you ready?
All right.
What do you do when you feel better? What do you do? I'm sorry. When you're down, what do you do to feel better? Right now she's like, how honest do I want to be? Are you there, Cheryl?
Oh, I didn't know who you were.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry too. Yeah. What do I do
to feel better? Well, I'm jealous that Chris has a golf game. I would love to be able to go out and play golf, but usually for me, it would be running or biking, something like that. Awesome. Work the energy up.
Yeah. Are any of you intenses? What I call, like, you have to do that workout thing on a very regular or daily basis, or it shows. I am one of those people. We'll talk about that this year. It's because how you manage your energy, by the way. If you don't manage it, you internalize it. If you internalize it, all kinds of fun stuff happens. All right, Mary, you ready? Has anything bad happened to you that turned out to be the best?
Let's see.
Something bad that turned out to be the best.
That's a tough one. Do you know, in truth, nothing comes to mind.
Okay, I'm going to give you a different question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
If you were offered a seat on the next space shuttle, would you take it?
Yes, I would.
Hell yes, I would. Who here would take that seat? I'd be so on that thing. All right. I hope I come back. All right. Mark, are you ready? What life experience has strengthened you the most? I think it's like a deep one.
Why couldn't you just ask me what kind of outrageous car I want to own?
All right, here you go. Here's an easier fun one. Are you ready?
No. I'm good with that.
All right, Robert, you get a good question then too.
I've flunked out of college 3 times and I still graduated.
Awesome. And look at you. You turned out okay.
I started at 23 and finished at 30.
That's awesome. And here you are.
I made it. Yes.
All right. All good things. All right, Robert, you ready? That was Mark, right? Okay. Robert, what did you get into the most trouble for when you were young?
I don't know. I got in a lot of trouble when I was young. It happens when you have ADHD. I can't think of a specific example, but a lot.
My son and husband would be like, everything, just everything. Yeah. I'm in trouble for everything.
So many things.
All right, can you pick one fun thing? D, all of the above. Joseph said D, all of the above.
Probably just doing stupid stuff outside, like trying to play rollerblade basketball, then hurting myself or my friends in the process, and always all having to apologize to them or their parents for hurting each other.
Sorry, I'm the troublemaker. All right, we got to watch out for Robert at the events, by the way. He's the one we got to keep an eye on. Yeah. All right, Mike, are you ready? This is going to be really insightful. It's going to tell us a lot about you, Mike. What do you complain about more than anything else?
Lack of time.
I'm sorry?
Not having enough hours in the day.
Anyone share that? Lack of time, right? So we're going to do a lot of that this year. All right. I know I took a couple minutes to do that, but the most important part of this group is just breaking down the walls, opening up, really engaging, starting to get to know each other.